Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. DoorDash added the ability for couriers to opt into an earn-by-time feature, which will offer a guaranteed hourly minimum rate for making deliveries. This option won't be available on all deliveries, and couriers can still receive tips. Other updates for couriers include a feature to share real-time location with up to 5 contacts, and a Dash Along the Way feature, where couriers can pick up orders on their way to a destination. GM Energy announced its first energy management products for residential use. The Ultium Home Energy System Bundle offers an in-home EV charger, supports vehicle-to-home or V2H charging, where you use an EV as a battery for your home, and adds a 5 or 7 kilowatt home battery for off-grid storage. Customers can work with Sun Power on a solar integration as well. Then there's also a V2H bundle that leaves out the standalone battery, you still get all the vehicle stuff, and a home energy storage bundle that only includes the standalone battery, no EV stuff. No word on pricing or availability for any of this. Major League Baseball partnered with the biomechanics company Uplift Labs on a system to evaluate prospects. This will use 2 iPhone cameras to document player movements, with Uplift's analytics models claiming it can detect player flaws, potential for development, and even injury risks. MLB used this on prospects that opted in at the MLB Draft Combine last week. All teams receive access to the same data from Uplift at the Combine. Joby Aviation received a special airworthiness certificate from the Federal Aviation Administration for its production prototype electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, or eVTOL. This vehicle will be deployed at Edwards Air Force Base in 2024, although it still needs to secure military airworthiness certification. Joby plans to use these prototypes to complete the FAA's type certification process, after which it could receive production certification to allow it to mass produce its eVTOLs. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case Counterman v. Colorado, a case involving online harassment. In a 7-2 decision, the court threw out a conviction of a Colorado man convicted of stalking charges based on Facebook messages. The court ruled the case must be judged whether someone sending the message was aware that the recipient would regard the speech as a threat. This would constitute a true threat that is not protected by the First Amendment. The court said Counterman's conviction had been based on whether a reasonable person would regard the messages as a threat, not the sender. Proton released ProtonPass, its end-to-end encrypted password manager it first announced back in April. It's available as a browser extension and as an app on Android and iOS. The company plans to open-source ProtonPass to allow for security audits of its code. The basic version with multi-device support is available for free, while subscribers get 2-factor authentication support and unlimited email aliases. HMD announced the Nokia G42, the brand's latest phone designed to be easy to repair with parts from iFixit. that's available now in the UK for £199, supports 5G networks, and uses a Qualcomm Snapdragon 480 Plus SoC. No word on a US release. PayPal will launch tap-to-pay support for merchants in the US on Android devices using its Venmo and Zettle apps. This will roll out immediately for merchants on Zettle. On Venmo, the feature will have a staged rollout to business profile users. OpenAI updated its ChatGPT apps to add a new browsing feature for ChatGPT Plus subscribers. The feature allows ChatGPT to search Bing for answers. Since ChatGPT's training data cuts off in 2021, OpenAI sees this as useful for queries on current events. According to an analysis by Brett Callow, a researcher at the security firm Emsisoft, the ransomware group Clop exploited the zero-day vulnerability in the MoveIt file transfer utility to breach at least 122 organizations. Based on breach disclosures and data published on Clop's own leak site, Callow estimates this impacted 15 million people. Victims include the BBC, British Airways, Siemens Electric, the Canadian province of Nova Scotia, New York City's Department of Education, and the U.S. Department of Energy. Microsoft rolled out the ability to customize captions in Teams. This will let meeting organizers customize things like font color and size, as well as the positioning of the captions. Teams also received a new toggle for filtering captions in Teams, which can be used to remove profanity. AMD announced the Versal Premium VP1902 FPGA, a chip designed to create a digital twin or a digital version of their upcoming ASIC or SoC before actual production begins. The idea is that chip designers can use Versal to emulate a chip design to look for defects before it goes to the full and very expensive manufacturing process. The chip is about the size of a Post-it note, with twice the logic cell density and twice the bandwidth of previous gen FPGAs. AMD will ship samples to customers in Q3. Android is changing its brand identity for the first time since 2019. The robot head is staying, but it gets a 3D look with some shadows and light reflections. And the A in Android is now capitalized. And finally, OnePlus will announce its mid-range OnePlus Nord 3 on July 5th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. A teaser image of the device back shows a significant design departure from the Nord 2, with two camera lenses, each with a separate LED flash. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.